they took up what? 12 baskets. Amen. In other words, they had some leftovers. Amen. Praise God. A lot of us today don't like to eat leftovers, but when I was coming up, you had to eat leftovers. Praise God. If you cook a big pot of food today. Amen. We got some of these young folk today that don't want it. I don't want none of that. Well, it was good enough yesterday. Well, I don't have it today. Well, you said it what they used to do in my day when I was coming up, Sister Howard. Praise God. They would set it in the refrigerator and say, now, when your right hand starts shaking hands with the, when the right side of your stomach starts shaking hands with the left side of your stomach, you're going to make up your mind and go in that refrigerator, and I won't even have to warm it up for you. Praise God. You're going to grab those leftovers. Amen. You see, my brothers and my sisters, we should never underestimate what God can do with our five loaves and our little two fish. Some people sit up there and say, well, I can't sing. I can't do this. I can't do that. But you can do something. Praise God. Guess what? Take what you can do, put it in the hands of God, and praise God, and allow him to take it and multiply it. Praise God. You get up here one day, you couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. But praise God, you'll walk up here to this choir with the bucket in your hand, and after a while, you'll set the bucket down, and you'll start singing.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to tell you what God can do. Amen. You see, the moment we commit all that we have to Christ, the impossible begins to happen. How many of y'all remember the story of Elijah that's recorded in 1 Kings, chapter 17? Praise God. Just in case you don't know the story, I'll go ahead and share it with you. Praise God. That was a guy by the name of Elijah. He was a prophet. And Elijah had told King Ahab, he said, Ahab, I'm here to tell you that it's not going to rain and there will not be any dew for years. Didn't say how many, just say for years. Praise God. He said, but guess what? You're the prophet of God. I'm going to take care of you. I'm just trying to show you when you commit your total to God, what God will do for you. Praise God. He said, but what I want you to do, I want you to go down to the valley, and there's a brook. I believe the brook was called Cherub. Praise God. And he said, I'm going to take care of you. Praise God. Guess how I'm going to take care of you? I'm going to have some ravens. Amen. Somebody say raven. Amen. He said, I'm going to have the ravens to take care of you. Praise God. And the Bible tells us that the raven came twice a day. Amen. I say raven, but it was a bunch of them. Praise God. He said they would come in the morning and bring him some bread, and they would come back in the evening and bring him some meat. And praise God. And he would sit there, and he had his water from the brook. Praise God. But guess what happened? Amen. The brook dried up. Now, don't you know that God had enough power to keep the water in the brook? Can I tell you why he allowed the brook to dry up? Because he wanted to see the full potential of somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Y'all going to catch this. Amen.
Yeah,
praise God. He said, now, I want you to get up, praise God, from in this valley. Yeah. Then I want you to go, praise God, I want you to go to Zarephath.
Yeah.
Amen. God, y'all, you go back and read it. Amen. Go. I want you to go to Zarephath. And I want you to go to the house of the widow woman. Amen. And look, and God had already prepared the widow woman. Praise God, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God to meet Brother Elijah.
Uh-huh.
Amen. So when he goes down to Zarephath, and the first thing when he got there, I believe, if I remember the text right, praise God, he asked her for a drink of water. Praise God. And then he said, now let me back up. Because when he went there, she was gathering sticks. How many of y'all remember that? She was gathering some sticks, praise God, because her mind was on dying. Amen. She was gathering some sticks. He said, go get me something to drink. And then before she can go get the drink of water, praise God, I believe he told her, say, make me a cake. Woo! Make me a cake. And she said, well, I was getting ready to go make a cake. I was gonna bake a cake, and I was gonna eat that cake, bake that cake for me and my son. And then when we eat that little cake, we're gonna die. But he said, no. Look, if you go back and read the text, amen, he didn't alter her plan. He said, go ahead and make the cake. But praise God, when you bake the cake, Give me a piece first. Oh, Lord. See, you got to realize, praise God, that Elijah was a type of Christ. Amen. He said, now you give me the piece of cake first. Yeah. Amen. And he told her, if you give me the piece of cake first, amen, you will never run out. Yeah. Oh, Lordy, hallelujah. Yeah. How many of y'all would have been that faithful and would have done that? He said, if you give me a piece first, in other words, serve the man of God, praise God, and I guarantee you that your food will never run out. And praise God, they told me that when she baked the cake, Sister Cynthia, she baked the cake. She gave Elijah his cake. Amen. I'm talking about gave everything that she had to God. And they tell me that every time she would go to the cupboard, amen, and pick out some flour. Man, flour was still there. Every time she went to get some oil, they tell me that the oil was still there. Never ran out. Didn't tell us how long that they ate, but it tells us that they never had, praise God, ran out. I'm trying to tell you something, praise God. If you take what you have and you put it in the almighty hands of God, you will be surprised what he can do with it. But the story didn't stop there. Amen. When I look at that story, I think about it all the time. Praise God. God allowed him to leave the valley to go to Zarephath so that this woman can understand her full potential to God. But also Elijah had to realize his full potential, because if you keep on reading, keep on reading, keep on reading, the widow's son died. Oh, Lordy. Widow's son died. And she ran up to Elijah. Can I paraphrase what I believe she said? She said, what in the world is this you done brought on us? I've been obedient to the Lord. I've done everything that the Lord asked me to do. Praise God. And this is how you're going to repay me. Praise God, by killing my son. Amen. Elijah took the baby, but they tell me that Elijah took the boy out of her arm. Oh, Lordy. Oh, I'm getting ready to show you. Elijah is getting ready to realize his full potential. Praise God. Took the boy out of her arm and laid him in his bed. Praise God. Oh, wait a minute. I got to say something, because I sing that song all the time, Move Upstairs. He went upstairs.
Yeah, that's right.
Somebody look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, he went upstairs. Praise God, and laid the baby in his bed, the young boy in his bed, and the Bible tells us that he stretched over him three times. Hallelujah. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And he asked God, he said, God, would you bring life back into this child? Amen. And God answered his prayer. Praise God, because he had given God everything that he had. He prayed, praise God. He used his body, praise God, to lay open. And God honored him and answered his prayer, praise God. So what am I trying to tell us in 2020, my brothers and my sisters? We have to take, and we need to be humble. And if we humble ourselves, praise God, it would impel us, praise God, to identify what we need, praise God, and prepare us, praise God, to be used by God. Elijah prayed, and Elijah's prayer was answered. You see, poverty that produces humility is poverty of the spirit. What am I talking about? Total submission to God's will is always best. And humility is the way to happiness, because it impels and drives us to commit our full potential to God. Let me ask that question again. Have you committed your full potential to God? Or is there some potential that you are holding back on your own? Praise God. I know I am, praise God, because I can witness some more. I can pray some more. I can study some more. Praise God. So all am I trying to tell us this morning, if we want to be happy in 2020. Praise God. Let's give it all to God. Yes. Finally, and as I get ready to close here, praise God, humility prepares us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, no pride soul can be filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. For life filled with pride has no room for him. Yeah. Amen. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. I hope you're not full of pride. Because if you are full of pride, you have no room for him. You see, this is why I believe that Solomon, I want you to put Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 19 on the marquee. I believe that this is why Solomon used, praise God, this term about a proud look as the first of seven things that God hates. Hallelujah. I believe that we need to look at this. Amen. Let's read it from the marquee. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 19. It says, these six things do the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. The first one said, a proud look. Because somebody who is proud, they'll never humble themselves. Praise God for nobody. We see that in the White House. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imagination, and feet that be swift to running to mischief. How many times have you seen folk, praise God, when something happened, they can't wait to go running to keep up a whole lot of mess. Praise God. I'm just letting you know that God say he hates that stuff. Praise God. A false witness that speak lies. A double negative there. A false witness that speak lies. And he that sows discourse among the brethren. You know what he means by that. Praise God. You got some folk never pleased with nothing. You can do everything that you want. You can do everything trying to be nice, but they just continue to sow swords of discourse. I don't like that. I won't go there. I won't do this. I'm just letting you know that those are the things that God hates. You see, those who are unwilling, praise God, to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, but controlled by selfish ambition. Therefore, the Lord said that we must become like little children before we can enter into heaven. Hallelujah. Let me read you a verse of scripture. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3 through 4. And these are the words that Jesus said. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1. Sitting Services is a personal care attendant agency. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for the past 25 years. We are locally owned and locally operated. We would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion through our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you. Kelly is an equal opportunity employer. You can reach us 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784 or our website located at kellyservicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, healthcare, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.
There's so much I want to tell you. It's like I lived a thousand lives. Yet my words cannot describe you. Your infinite is magnified. I can see your hands. I can see your feet. I can feel the thoughts. I hear your heartbeat. I can't wait till I can touch you. I can see your face. Endless visions of your wonder, your amazing grace.
I can see your sister's home.